aircheck.com.
Nick and I were there on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We felt a lot of love and a lot of love for you, too.
Many people asked about you.
Yeah, oh, that's
like,
nice.
Like, what's wrong with him? Was he dropped on his head as a child? You know, that kind of stuff.
What do you need him for?
I could
like
not.
That.
My dad. Can't you just play a comedy album? Is that what he's doing, comedy? I would have gone with you if, 1A,
yes,
I had been invited.
Uh-huh.
And 2B, my dad was in town.
You were busy with your
father.
I think
2B was the most important thing.
Old man Curly was in town.
And I call Mike over there. Oh, yeah. Call me. Never calls back.
We were, John, back me up
on this. You must be an antelope.
We left at 12 noon, didn't get home until after... Well, I had to take my daughter's friend home. Till, all right, 7 o'clock
is,
at night.
You know what? This is. We'll talk about this backstage.
Right. Okay, that's not why John came.
No, I came because I had. You know, I've told lots of stories about my father all the time, and I said to Paula the other night, I said I haven't really had a chance to really talk to him.
Hmm.
She says, take him to the Met.
Metropolitan Grill?
Sure.
Where it's nice and quiet.
No, but they gave me a great little booth. I went in, I thought, well, I'll loosen old Jack up. Because if he gets a little alcohol in him, it gets the old emotion going. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I got him one of those smoked martinis, which is the vodka martini with a little bit of bourbon in it.
Oh, yeah. They're the best. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He had one. Then he had two.
Mm.
Mm.
Duck, he had three.
Three martinis.
And at three martinis... And these things are powerful.
Those are
powerful.
Wowzers.
Wow. Oh. So we're sitting there, and then he starts telling me all these stories about, you know, different things, and that, listen, when I'm dead and gone, you know.
Oh, yeah.
One of those numbers.
Oh, boy.
And I thought, well, I might as well ask him, because I figured he would say something about, the big question was, Dad, what's been your greatest regret? Because he loves the Frank Sinatra song, My Way.
So this was a real heart-to-heart, then.
It was really heart-to-heart. Did I mention I had four?
Okay, yeah. Just a little too much honesty at the table, probably.
Yeah. My dad is also the kind of guy that likes to include other people. Like, is the waiter is there. The waiter's not just the waiter. The waiter is like a long-lost friend.
You know what I mean? One of those things. What's the waiter's biggest regret?
Lee, get over here,
waiting
Lee.
On this table.
Lee, let me tell you something. Like I said, Lee... Now, Lee, you got time to sit down? And, you know, plays is hopping. Like, Dad, Lee does not have time to hear my Tootsie imitation. Anyway, so Dad says his greatest regret, he waits for a moment, he pauses, and he looks around, and he says, I'll tell you. And I thought it was going to be something like, I didn't notice your learning disability early enough, and all the years you suffered, or I should have given you a car when you turned 16, something really meaningful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He says, you remember Mrs. Markowitz. I'm thinking, Mrs. Markowitz? I know Mr. Markowitz married to Mrs. Markowitz. Mr. Markowitz used to protect his house on tic-tac-toe night, you know, the night before Halloween.
We call that Devil's Night.
Devil's Night, okay.
Detroit.
He would stand there and allow his kids to throw toilet paper on our yard. But then when we went over there, he yelled at us. That was Mr. Markowitz. I didn't know Mrs. Markowitz, but my dad says, one time, Mrs. Markowitz, greatest regret. Mrs. Markowitz wanted to do a menage a trois with me and your mother.
We call that swinging in our neighborhood.
And I almost threw up. I couldn't believe it. Was one thing to think of your mother and father.
That's bad enough.
But then you throw Mrs. Markowitz into the mix.
Your dad said that?
His greatest regret.
That he
I couldn't
didn't?
Believe it. And my father is not like a sex guy. He's not, to him, it's always, whenever he sees anybody kissing the movie, he's like, geez, can't they write dialogue? He doesn't like any of that stuff. I couldn't believe it. I said, really?
Jesus.
Yeah, you know, she wanted to. It was a crazy time. It was 1976. People were doing nutty things. It was the bicentennial. What do you want?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the bicentennial. Oh, my God. Needless to say, I did not finish my meal. And then when he calls, hey, Lee, come here. Let me explain. Mrs. Markowitz, she wasn't the best looking. I'm like, Dad.
Oh, my God.
Lee, the waiter who we'll never see again, doesn't need to know about Mrs. Markowitz.
Oh, boy.
It was weird.
Breathtaking revelations, John.
I know.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Dad's gone now?
His dad is out of town now?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of
get him on that plane fast.
Kind of awkward the next morning.
I was more uncomfortable with the fact that he did not have proper pronunciation of the
menage
French term. Menage a trois. Like, yo, Dad.
Well, thank you for sharing, John.
Oh. Boy, I feel better telling you guys. Good. Still, I have an icky feeling like I walked in the middle of the night and I caught the two. Three.
Maybe you should up your Zoloft prescription.
Just for a little while?
Just for a few days.
I would suggest that.
All right.
Till it all wears off. All right, thank you, John. Woo! I know you got a scoot. I know you got a flight to catch.
I got it.
Bye-bye now. 103.7 FM.
Let him in again.
The Mountain. Bruce Hornsby from his debut album, The Way It Is, Every Little Kiss. And Bruce Hornsby, along with Bonnie Raitt and Jackson Browne and Sean Colvin and their pal David Lindley, all gathering together to play together and separately at the Gorge on the 25th of September in a great mountain concert. We are KMTT-FM Tacoma, Seattle, The Mountain. It's just a skosh after 7 o'clock. John Fisher and Mike West here. Welcome back to the working week.
Yes, hi. Well, last week, you know, it was a kidney for sale on eBay, the internet auction site. The kidney thing turned out to be a hoax. Well, the latest hoax, three listings of babies for sale. One posting offered a baby, boy, drew a high bid of $109,000. The seller said the boy was to be born later this month, the product of two law students at the University of Chicago. Just like kidneys and other body parts, selling babies over the internet is illegal. Of course, you can't sell those Beanie Babies, John, just not those human babies this morning.
Oh, all right.
Good morning to you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Jerry Lewis, man, he did a good thing again over the weekend. That guy is amazing. Think of all the money he has raised throughout the years. He really puts his life, blood, the whole shot into this deal, the MDA telethon. Fought off double vision and severe headaches to host the annual Labor Day telethon. He raised $53 million for MDA. Last year it was $52 million.
Yeah, he had to step down for a bunch of the telethon because he had to have a spinal tap or something. I don't know, but he was pretty sick.
Meningitis is nothing to mess around with.
He managed to sing You'll Never Walk Alone at the end, which, of course, is the important thing.
Lost it there for a couple of minutes.
There you go. There are people who criticize that whole thing, you know. They say that he should be focusing his efforts on people who have the disease, you know, helping them integrate into the world and cope with life.
Oh, you mean accepting the disease?
Not holding them up as, you know, examples of a horrible, crippling thing and just saying either we cure the disease or you're off in a wheelchair someplace and people forget about you, you know, which he kind of disagrees with that. And they sure have a lot of people who he's helped that disagree with that.
Yeah, I think those people have the wherewithal to say, no, thank you, Jerry.
Yeah, that's one argument, though. It's like he polarizes you.
You know? Because,
you know,
it's always something.
People are never happy.
No. TV pioneer has died. Alan Funt, creator of Candid Camera, was 84. Here's Alan.
Our cameras have proved time and time again that the funniest and most precious moments in life are those that are totally spontaneous and unrehearsed.
And here's his son, Peter.
I'm very mindful of the lessons he taught me. And, you know, the first and foremost is to care about people.
That's his son, Peter. Alan Funt, creator of Candid Camera, dead at the age of 84. School starts today for Seattle, Bellevue, Snohomish, Skycomish, and a few other districts. The Mariners play Toronto tonight at Safeco Field after losing to the Red Sox 3-2 yesterday. It's 7:05. Courtney has traffic, and we'll give you weather next at 103.7 FM, The Mountain.
We're back with La Nina, who's just returned from the runways of Paris. Any fashion tips for us here in the Puget Sound?
Oh, I'd say designer galoshes with matching Gore-Tex handbags will be big this year. Hmm. I'd look for earmuffs to make a comeback, too.
Ah, sounds stylish.
Now's the time to call Washington Energy Services about a new energy-efficient Bryant gas furnace that will keep you warm and toasty all season long. For a limited time, Washington Energy Services will install a brand new Bryant heating system in your home for as little as $39 a month. For details, call Washington Energy Services at 1-800-398-HOME. That's 1-800-398-HOME. Or visit our updated website at washingtonenergy.com and beat La Nina to the punch.
La Nina, what else can we do to prepare for a cold, rainy winter?
Well, you might consider Scotch guarding the children.
Yeah, you're kidding.
No.
Washington Energy Services. We'll make you feel at home.
When I say the word Giga Range, what comes into your mind?
It's Giga Range!
No, it's not a Japanese movie monster.
Today, we'll
you'll be cooking with the new Giga Range.
That's incorrect as well. Giga Range is in fact the brilliant new cordless telephone technology from Panasonic that sets new standards for range and clarity. And they're available at Magnolia Hi-Fi. Panasonic Giga Range cordless telephones transmit up to 20 times the range of regular phones, up to 8 times further than 900 megahertz phones. That means you can not only walk around the house, heck, you can walk the dog around the neighborhood, continuing to chat the entire time. Best of all, you chat with clarity and freedom from noise that rivals a corded phone. Panasonic Giga Range from Magnolia Hi-Fi. It's a monster.
Registered nurses and LPNs, this is for you. If you've been thinking about a new position in nursing, you'll want to call Acute Care at 1-800-473-3303. Acute Care is an industry leader, placing nurses in a range of settings from private homes to hospitals, everywhere from Arlington to Olympia. Jobs offering flexible schedules, shorter commutes, and nursing autonomy are available right now. So call 1-800-473-3303. They'll get to know what motivates you, the kind of environment you like, and hours you want to ensure finding a position that's satisfying and perfect for you. Acute Care offers sign-on and referral bonuses, vacation sick pay, major medical dental, a 401k, high-tech training, and welcomes new graduates. They have patients that need and want your care. So if you're ready for the best job of your life, call Acute Care, a nurse-owned company that thinks like you. 1-800-473-3303. That's 1-800-473-3303. Acute Care Incorporated, home, hospital, and clinic staffing.
Traffic on 103.7 FM The Mountain, brought to you in part by Ashmead College, the evolution of Seattle Massage School. Classes are starting soon. Call to find out about your new career as a licensed massage practitioner. You can learn to make a difference and a good living, Courtney.
Well, traffic is really busy as everyone heads back to work from the long weekend and back to school from the long, soggy summer. Oh, man, what a gorgeous morning, but really some big backups. Northbound I-5 between the Tacoma Mall and the Tacoma Dome. Extra busy from an earlier accident affecting traffic on 16 as well, approaching Sprague. And busy from Wallachet Drive all the way to the Narrows already. Sunshine slowing in the usual spots as well. Eastbound on 520 getting busy from Montlake to the water. The Valley Freeway, no Picnic trying to get out of Kent into Renton from an earlier accident. Traffic brought to you by the Seattle Times, and today's Times has the Voter's Guide covering candidates and issues not just in Seattle but where you live. Be sure and vote and read today's Times first. Call 624-READ. Courtney Shaw for The Mountain.
Thank you, Courtney. John Fisher there. Mike West here. Highs today somewhere around 70. It's already 52 downtown at the Mountain.
Welcome to New Music Tuesday. Now, on Friday afternoon, Marty Reimer visited in the Mountain Music Lounge with the Indigo Girls, who played at Bumbershoot that night.
Yep.
They played a brand new song live in the lounge for Marty and Mountain listeners. And we'll hear a little bit of that conversation and that song in just a little while. And Joan Osborne, not on the next Joan Osborne album, but it's a song on a movie soundtrack. So that's something anyway. We'll hear that in a few minutes as well. All right. This woman is on David Letterman tonight.
Oh.
And a week from tonight, she does a concert in Central Park with Eric Clapton that's going to be on TV. Sheryl Crow on 103.7 FM The Mountain.
On 103.7 FM, The Mountain.
Juice. Hokey schmokels.
You okay?
Joan Osborne.
Whee!
103.7 FM, The Mountain. That is a song called Baby Love. It's on the soundtrack of the movie Love of the Game.
Hmm.
What is that new Kevin Costner film?
Yeah, have you seen the previews for that? I know you're not a big baseball fan, and you may not even be a big Costner fan.
No. It doesn't look too good
to me. It just looks so hokey.
It looks very...
so predictable.
Yeah. There's a scene where they're... I'm sorry. Choking on something. Where they're in the elevator and they're kissing and the elevator misses their floor twice or something.
Yeah.
Ooh, the whole thing looks so prefab.
He's driving his Porsche. She's on the side of the road. She's got a flat tire or something, and he pulls over and they meet, and then she changes his life. And he's a baseball player and he throws the ball to her, and it's really silly.
Here's an idea. Costner was so good as a baseball player. Let's make him a baseball player again. Mm-hmm. The kids will love it.
I think it was his choice.
I don't think the kids care about Kevin Costner, really, but... Oh, let the people decide. Anyway, there's a good song on there from Joan Osborne.
Yeah, what the heck.
So the soundtrack is strong. All right, Courtney has traffic now. What's up?
Very busy all over the place. Northbound 167, the Valley Freeway, as you head into Renton. Things are improving slightly from an earlier accident. After that, you will be slow on 405 leaving Renton, getting into Bellevue. And, ooh, it's really ugly from I-90 all the way up to Southeast 8th. Also tough in Tacoma, northbound 5 between the Mall and the Dome, and the eastbound 16 between Sprague and I-5. That's due to earlier blocking problems on I-5. And very crowded getting out of Gig Harbor now from at least Wallachia Drive all the way to the Narrows Bridge. Speaking of bridges, I-90 looking good, a little slow eastbound coming out of the tunnel, Mount Baker Tunnel, and that's because sunshine. Courtney Shaw for The Mountain.
Thank you. 720 at The Mountain. It is 52 degrees, and we'll have highs today around 70, lows tonight in the 50s.
Okay, I think I have my...
You all right?
Oh, man, I don't know what happened there.
Like I'm working with Jerry Lewis.
Luckily, I have a team of neurosurgeons backstage. Comedy on the way from comedian Mike Sweeney on the 720 Funny next on 103.7 FM The Mountain.
When I say the word Giga Range, what comes into your mind? No, it's not a Japanese movie monster.
Today, we'll be cooking with the new Giga Range.
That's incorrect as well. GigaRange is in fact the brilliant new cordless telephone technology from Panasonic that sets new standards for range and clarity. And they're available at Magnolia Hi-Fi. Panasonic GigaRange cordless telephones transmit up to 20 times the range of regular phones, up to 8 times further than 900 megahertz phones. That means you can not only walk around the house, heck, you can walk the dog around the neighborhood, continuing to chat the entire time. Best of all, you chat with clarity and freedom from noise that rivals a corded phone. Panasonic GigaRange from Magnolia Hi-Fi. It's a monster.
You are trying to explain something to your boss. You begin to speak, and you say just two words. Prime rib. Over and over and over again. You get fired. That night, you're with your significant other. At a particularly affectionate moment, you say two words out loud. Prime rib. Over and over and over again. You're thrown out. You wander the streets aimlessly in a state of confusion. And you stop anyone and everyone desperately begging for, yep, prime rib. It's a basic need, a craving, a hunger. You need help. Luckily, the Keg Steakhouse is there for you. Our prime rib feast lasts till October 3rd, and we've got to prepare it so many ways we may just save your life.
The Keg Steakhouse and Bar with 15 locations in Western Washington. Prime rib feast is happening near you.
The best way to celebrate a fiesta is on the beach in Ixtapa.
You could win a fabulous trip for two to Ixtapa, Mexico.
That's right, John. Head off to Mexico with round-trip airfare courtesy of Alaska Airlines and 3 nights hotel accommodations.
Alaska Airlines has low fares to Ixtapa, Zihuatanejo, and 5 other Mexican locations.
Pick up a sweepstakes entry at area Azteca locations now through September 16th. Get your entry to the mountain by noon on September 15th.
That is correct, chimichanga bread.
You can also enter to win at the mountain's Attitude Adjustment Party on Mexican Independence Day at the South Center Azteca, Thursday, September 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. with John Fisher and Mike West.
It's brought to you by Azteca Restaurants, Alaska Airlines, Dos Equis,
from Dos Hombres,
and 103.7 FM.
Muy bueno.
The Mountain. See, as a matter of fact, Azteca brings you the 720 Funny. Family-owned, serving the Northwest's favorite Mexican foods for 25 years. Azteca Mexican Restaurants. Here's Mike Sweeney on 103.7 FM. The Mountain.
Someone asked me to go down to Mexico while I'm here. I don't know. I'm a little nervous after what happened recently in Mexico. A sewer pipe exploded and killed 200 people. That's what happens when you have an entire country eating Mexican food. I'm as shocked as you are. I can't even take television anymore. How many more cable stations are we going to make up? Comedy Central, of course, it's good, but... Now, they're running out of ideas, you know? I want to make up my own stupid ideas for, you know, cable channels. You know what I'd like to see? How about the 24-hour 7-Eleven surveillance camera channel? Just people squeezing Twinkies from around the nation. have a Family Feud channel. That would be good. That show, they have run out of families on that show. I watched a month ago. They had a very nice family on, but they'd only been living in America a year. They were from Pakistan. You could tell they rushed going on the show because one of the questions was, okay, families, top five reasons on our board, couples break up. Floods? Yeah, good answer. Oh, they're here now. Okay, good. Great. Yeah. I can't even watch MTV anymore. I watched MTV News the other night. Hard-hitting news item. The new kids in the block, lip-syncing. Oh, who gives a damn? That's like finding out the Muppets didn't sing their own music. I want to know why the new kids are ever popular. You know what I think the answer is? Who else can a 10-year-old girl have a crush on? Because the rock stars, they're getting up there, you know? I mean, what's a girl going to say? Oh, Keith Richards looks so hot. He's got a new crease down the middle of his face.
John Fisher and Mike West on 103.7 FM, The Mountain.
Your number one for classic radio listening, airchecks.com.